Hey guys, we're the Hard Time Strongman podcast, sharing up a bear class of man. And today, after a long time, we're having another dasode.
Woo!
Yay! But first, a dad joke. You forgot about that, didn't you? You forgot that we did that.
I did.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I've heard some really good ones too.
Why do Norwegians build their own tables? No IKEA. Oh my gosh, I watched you throw up in your mouth a little. That's crazy. I have not gotten you that good in a long time. That was satisfying.
That was bad. Oh god, that was really bad.
What do you call a guy who likes to tell dad jokes but isn't a dad? A fox paw.
A fox paw? Wouldn't that be a faux paw?
Yeah, okay, but that's like part of the joke.
Fox.
I know it's pronounced faux pas, but it's part of the vibe is that you're supposed to pronounce it wrong. You know what? Never mind. You don't even have a dad joke, right? So I don't want to hear any kind of
Yeah, I was.
You get one more, then pull your weight. What do prisoners call their buddies on? Cell phones. Cell phones. Cell phones.
That's bad. You know what we need to do? We need to ban pre-shredded cheese. We need to make America great again.
Oh my. Yeah, we're done. Guys, we are having a dasode on quiet times. That's what we're doing today. I'm cutting you off. That was miserable. So I've talked about it a little bit here and there. Are you tracking what a quiet time is? Do you have a quiet time throughout the day?
So, my quiet time is the times when my daughter's asleep and I can actually get stuff done. So no, I don't have a quiet time.
That was a nice quick answer from you. Look at you. So, quiet times. So to me, a quiet time are planned, intentional, quiet periods of prayer, meditation, reflection, scripture reading, and journaling, where I do my daily devotional, my day planning, week planning, just kind of reconciliation of goals, of, you know, whatever, wherever I can think of. This is a daily planned, intentional time where I am just, you know, on my own in the quiet. Typically I have this before everybody else, my house, wakes up in the morning, which is normally around, you know, 5:45, 6 o'clock. And this is just how I start my day off on a good note. I start the day intentionally, you know, with already meeting a personal goal of mine. And it just helps me to structure the day, to kind of get my head on straight, and to start off on a good note. And funny enough, the more that I have my quiet times, the more I, you know, nail down this habit, and that just, you know, it's kind of built in structuring my day. If I ever miss it, I have a terrible day.
Yeah, no, I get it. I don't really have like a quiet time where I do any journaling or anything like that. But my quiet time is usually about like half hour to 45 minutes before my daughter wakes up in the morning. I usually just kind of spend it like just getting my thoughts together, just getting like, you know, my head wrapped around what needs to get done for the day and how I'm going to split it up into the times when she's having a nap so I can get stuff done. Or right. if I can put her in her bouncer and, you know, let her watch a little bit of a non like super
stimulating.
Yes, thank you. Stimulating, non like stimulating things on YouTube. Like there's Dancing Fruits.
I was gonna say, do you do the fruits?
Yes. Oh my god, yes, she loves it. I've currently got her watching the Christmas version of it.
Nice.
You know, it's September, so it's Christmas time.
I know a lot of people do the fruits. A lot of parents are, you know, acquaint their children with Miss Rachel. I haven't done it yet because I don't know, my boys are 5 and 2. So, you know, they do Blaze. They do Bluey. They do.
Bluey's a good one.
Yeah. I love Bluey personally. We try to do STEM shows like, you know, like Blaze, where they do like science and math and things kind of built into it. I don't like the super involved ones because I read somewhere about just like how shows and everything are just like killing our attention span. So I spent a little bit like watching these shows along with my kids, and I would count how many seconds it took for a scene change or a point of view change. It was like 5 seconds, 6 seconds. It's like, oh yeah, that's why my 5-year-old doesn't listen to me. Crazy. like he physically can't pay attention that long. So I hate that, but I have thought a while. I'm like, man, if I had a baby again, you know what I would do? I would throw them on like just a 10-hour loop of like a fireplace or like a like snow like falling outside a window in a cabin. Because I used to do that on my work computer. I would throw on like the cabin like snowing. And I would just like during Christmas time, I would just have that as my, you know, like in the background if I wasn't getting a patient. Just for, you know, some ambiance, the vibe. I was like, dude, I bet I could get a 6-month-old to just zone out absolutely for a while. But
so
I never profess to be the best dad.
No, I mean, I don't think it's that bad, to be honest with you, because YouTube's got a lot of these things where they just play like an animated or CGI like cabin or coffee shop, and they just like change it for the season. So I found a bunch of Halloween ones where it can either have jazz playing in the background or it's just like a thunderstorm and rain or spooky sounds. Like, that's awesome for Halloween. I've had like a Christmas playlist of these things for years now because who doesn't like love the feeling of just, well, me personally, it's Florida, so we don't get snow. So I love
Snow twice here. Like,
I can count the number of times on one hand when I've seen snow in Texas, but yeah, here it's a literal impossibility unless hell freezes over. But just, I love the nostalgia of seeing the snow on like a winter street and just kind of reliving those moments from childhood of just like walking outside
the quiet
at the farm. Yes. And just hearing
the quiet,
nothing.
Like, I don't know why that hit me so hard, but like, I think about that sometimes with the snow and like growing up in Oregon, like I'd go out and it doesn't matter if it's like 8 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning, because it's so white outside, like you get the same brightness and everything, but just like hearing your footfall being the loudest thing outside, and then just like sitting out there, then just holding your breath, and then just the stillness, and it's like, oh my gosh, dude, it's incredible. My wife freaked out, or she didn't freak out, but she was really amused back in the freeze in 21, because I spent most of my time outside because I had to, you know, like chop wood or check on neighbors or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it'd be like 7 degrees and I'd just be standing out there just soaking in it. She's like, what are you doing? I'm just like, I never get this. Like, I've not had this for years. You don't understand. Like, I'll stay outside in a rainstorm just loving it. And it's like, golly, man, like I don't get this anymore. Like I'm used to just sweating my butt off or like being so hot that my lips and my fingers crack and just whatever else. Like this is gold.
Last time I got snow where I lived was Afghanistan. That was the last time. So that was
2016, 2017.
Yeah.
We left in 2017.
Yeah. That was the last time. So that's been 8 years.
Been a long time.
Was that last time a snowfall? I mean, granted, when we went on our honeymoon into Vermont, it snowed.
It's Vermont,
like,
though.
Mother. Yeah. But, dude, yeah, like, just thinking back to, like, the farm, walking outside onto the front porch and just standing there, seeing my breath.
Mm. Yeah.
And the loudest thing I hear is the sound of snowflakes landing is, like, yes.
Amazing.
It's so calming. It pisses me off because then I have to shovel the entire driveway, but
you take your ups and downs.
You know, this podcast is sponsored by Blackbeard Firestarter. Blackbeard Firestarter has been our first choice in Firestarters since they introduced their Firestarter rope years ago.
Blackbeard offers their fire starters, their fire plugs, arc lighters, ferro rods, stormproof matches, everything you need to get a fire started.
Their products are made right here in the U.S., wind and waterproof, have an insane burn time. They're basically dummy proof.
And to help you out, Blackbeard let us cherry pick from their store everything that we want, everything that we thought you needed to get a fire started, and we call it our Hard Time Strong Men Fire Kit. On top of that, they're also offering a 15% discount on anything in their store when you enter code STRONGMEN at checkout.
We can't recommend Blackbeard enough. They stand behind their products, and so do we.
Be sure to check them out at blackbeardfire.com and on Instagram at blackbeardfire. And as always, stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight.
That quiet is what I'm chasing with my quiet times, that stillness. So especially on the weekends, I have more time where I don't have to head out to drive to work when I can do my hygiene, do my ETE. Get out, make my coffee, and then, you know, just, you know, sit down and collect myself. That's why I found that I'm the best, because, you know, I'm not just a, you know, a man anymore. You know, I'm a husband. I'm a father. I have to wear all these different hats. I have to do things. And so being able to take a second on my own in the stillness and, you know, have my good time with the Lord. You know, I go through, I have a daily devotional through the liturgical calendars. New Testament, Old Testament, the devotional itself. You know, I have time in the scripture. I have time for prayer, for meditation, for reflection on, you know, anything that comes to mind. I go through my prayer list, you know, people I'm praying for. And then I go through my own readings. You know, books on philosophy, books on education that I'm reading right now. I'm like 3 or 4 different books where I'd read a little bit, at least a page, you know, every morning. And, you know, then I do my journaling just, you know, on the devotional I was feelings or, you know, whatever. And then I have my keeping track of. So, you know, my journaling, my reading, my quiet time, I do PT, all that stuff, just so I have it on paper, just proving to myself essentially is my accountability. Yeah. You know, I make a promise to myself and being able to show myself on paper that, you know, even on the days where I don't feel like, or the days that I don't feel, you know, like I am what I am, I can show myself, be like, no, like you do this every single day. Like this is you. You know, just kind of like what we talked about in the past. You know, just fake it till you make it. You know, if you do something long enough, you are the thing, you know? So for me, that's, it's become such an integral part of just who I am and what I do, you know, because when I don't do it, like I said, I have a terrible day. Like, I feel like I'm a terrible dad. I'm off my game. I feel like I'm behind everybody. And, you know, I have a really hard time just, I don't know, like functioning at that point. I just feel like everything's off kilter. Like, I'm like a fraction off.
Yeah. No, I get it, man. Yeah. I guess I don't really have a true set, like, quiet time per se. Like, I, you know, the 30, 45 minutes before my daughter wakes up every morning is pretty much just my time to catch up on, say, any dishes that we may still have in the sink from the previous day, washing sterilized bottles. I have a pitcher. Like, I make an entire pitcher for the day. Nice. Formula. So it's just like, you're not doing individual.
It's a very, practical, it's like prepping essentially.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those pitchers where like it has the automatic, like agitator, the stirrer.
Ooh, nice.
So it mixes the formula really freaking well, because for those of you who out there who are not fathers or mothers, you don't know the pain of having to fill an individual bottle and then dumping the formula in and then having to mix it up. And for it to not give your child gas because of all the air bubbles.
I was going to say, I don't know. I don't know the struggles of formula. I've never done it, but I've heard it is a whole bear.
It is a bear. It will give your child gas if there is a ton of gas bubbles in there, guaranteed. So that pitcher just agitates things. And then you can either let it rest, get all the air out, or you can immediately pour one, and the air bubbles that are in it through that are not as bad, I've experienced, as versus, you know, making an individual bottle and shaking out of it to mix up the formula.
I think the coolest formula thing I've found is it's essentially like a Keurig or a Nespresso 4 formula.
Yes. Yes.
And Z had that. And I'm like, dude, that's amazing. He's like, watch this. Mm-hmm. He like threw it in and he just made a bottle. Perfect temperature, perfect mix, everything. I was like, that is fancy. That's nice.
Yes. It's also expensive.
Absolutely. Atrocious, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What is that? A baby Brezza? I think that's what that's called.
I don't know. We were blessed enough to be able to have our kiddos be, you know, 100% USDA grade organic. So
yeah,
we had, freeze and, you know, sometimes they had to freeze and, you know, make bottles, but you know, most of the time it was straight from the source, straight from the tap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh, we try to have to listen to these.
we tried doing the booby juice for 4 months, but just the health like strain that it pretty much just put on, just because she was constantly pumping, and it got to the point of where it was too much. Like, she was constantly pumping for so very little in return.
Oh dude, it's miserable. Yeah, I mean, some people have a whole lot. I mean, that's why lactation specialists are in business, dude. Like, it can get weird. Like, we had to, when C was, you know, little, we, you know, he had a tongue tie, and so we had to go on triple feedings for a while. So, you know, from the breast, we had to do pumping, and then like I had to, you know, feed him, you know, from a bottle, you know, with pumped breast milk, you know, and we had to do that for a while. That was miserable. Miserable.
Yeah. I can't imagine, dude. We've been very lucky so far, knock on wood. Nothing really that bad except for that that kidney issue, which so far is not an issue. So we'll see what happens over the years, but apparently it's way more common than you might think. So
that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, the urologist, seriously, not concerned at all. So, all right.
Okay, great. Let's roll. That's all I want to hear. It's like, roll with it.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's all I.
Here, but...
yeah. But that's that's what I would recommend for a quiet time. That's why I recommend quiet times, is just, you know, you have, you know, and preferably in the morning. Mm-hmm. Right. So you start the day off on, you know, intentionally your way, you know, before anything can go wrong or anything can happen. And, you know, it just has that built in time, you know, with the Lord, or, you know, whoever God you pray to, time to reflect, time for meditation. You know, I use it for reading because I don't really get time throughout the day. Game playing your day, being intentional with, you know, this is my plan, these are my goals, this is what I'm going to do. And
yeah,
you know, like habit tracking, or, you know, just keeping yourself accountable for things. And then the day starts. You know what I mean? I feel like it just gives me a leg up on everything, instead of feel like I'm scrambling, or feel like I, you know, I'm reacting, I'm being proactive on all this stuff. So it's been huge for me.
Oh, good.
But do you have anything else for this one?
Not really, no. I mean, quiet times are pretty self-explanatory. You know, use them however you need to. Just basically, yeah, just get your mind right for the day is essentially what you're looking at.
Yeah, and I saved this one for a dad, so, because specifically for dads, like, this is the last bit of quiet you're gonna get in a day.
Truly,
like, it's 9:15 here. My 2-year-old is still up, and he does not look tired. So, like,
you did not look tired.
No, so, you know, your quiet time is your last day to, you know, to be singular man before your husband and a father and every other responsibility that you've taken upon yourself. So it helps you get your mind right, and it's just a little bit of quiet. So
yeah,
highly recommend. And just I think for me too, it's a pride thing. That's my last point. For me, it's kind of a point of pride. It's just like, you know, yeah, you know, this sucks. I don't like getting up at 4:45 every morning, but I am reclaiming, like, I'm claiming this part of the day to make it what I want it to be. And, you know, nothing can mess with that.
Right.
And then it, you know, energizes me to do what I got to do. So, guys, that's all we have for today. That was our dasode on quiet times. If you have not already, make sure to check out and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram, Spotify, Patreon, join the Discord. Anywhere that you can hear from us, get on there. Tell your friends about it, because we are constantly coming up with new stuff. This is the last Saturday before we start our new schedule. So at the time that you are listening to this, you'll be listening to Saturday, the 20th of September. First week of October, we are starting off our new schedule. So we are getting intentional with the show again. We are taking the reins again, and we are going to intentionally hit our martial skills and tasks. We're going to hit fieldcraft, medical, homesteading, and we're going to knock out all of our, you know, not penny, but our still ongoing series. So like the Ranger Handbook Abridged, the patrolling series, and we're going to be attacking those by week. So definitely look forward to that. Definitely look forward to our PF guides that we are currently having under development. Currently we're working on range estimation and a fieldcraft guide on fire making. And of course we have in the background our book by the same name, Hard Time Strong Men. So be looking out for all those updates. Make sure that you're on the Patreon. Even if you don't subscribe to the Patreon, if you are on the, if you follow us publicly, that is where we have all of our images, all of our downloadable files, everything, all the extra stuff that we tack on with the end of the, you know, with these episodes when we post them, like our show notes, everything goes live on there. So until next time, guys, we're the Hard Time Strongman Podcast, sharing up a very classy man. Stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight. check out our Discord, where we talk about all of the topics that we talk about in our conversations, but in deep dive format. We have a lot of members on there of varying skill sets, of varying proficiencies, all talking about all these topics, sharing their experiences. So join today and help us expand our knowledge base.
And check out our Patreon outside of just backing up all of our episodes for when we eventually get canceled. Our patrons get access to our exclusive episodes, our pre-shows, our post-shows, our little tidbits here and there that we aren't really supposed to talk about. We're also opening up all of these exclusive episodes for people to individually purchase. So you don't have to get tied into a tier in order to get all that content. You can dip your toes in a little bit, decide you like it, then come and join us on that. We're having exclusive conversations. And along with the Discord, we are just building that community, building that skill set, that mastery, these proficiencies. And this, outside of our sponsor, is what's keeping the lights on and keeping all of this information, all these classes rolling for you guys. So make sure to check our Patreon. And one last thing, guys, the world is better with you in it. If you're feeling suicidal or if you're in crisis, dial 988 or reach out at 988lifeline.org to get help. Someone's always on the line. So if you need a lifeline, remember 988. Stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight.